Okay, good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Wednesday, September the 10th, 2025. Ms. Sharps, you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carla Collins.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Woodruff.
Here.
Okay, we do have all of council present, as well as all department heads, with the exception of Mr. Livingston. I would like to ask that Mr. Steele please lead us in an invocation. Everyone remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so very much for this very day that you've blessed us with. And you've blessed us with life and health and strength. You've allowed us to gather here in a meeting to help the people in the town of Coburn and to direct its path. I pray that you would give us wisdom and understanding of the things that we need to do and to address and how to address them. And so very thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of eternal life through him and through him only. And I ask these prayers according to your will in that holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, the next item is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression tonight? All right, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression, which brings us to the next agenda item, which is a response to public expression from our August the 11th meeting. And I do not think that we had anyone speak at that last meeting. So we will move on to the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as read, presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving the agenda as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries and we have an agenda. First item on the agenda is reports. Fire Department. I see Mr. Stanley here with us tonight.
Cliff's off tonight. Everybody's off all the time. He's out of town, I should say. I'm Roger Stanley. For those that don't know me, I'm the assistant chief. We're not having the call volume that we did have in the past months where ProMed's taken over. We don't get called out for all the lift assists, which is great. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd rather be sleeping. But we still have several calls. We still run almost all traffic accidents, rescue calls, and stuff like that. Structure fires, of course. We had pump tests done on both of our trucks last month. Both trucks passed. However, the 1998 model Pierce will be due a pump packing within the next year. And it's a little bit beyond my realm of expertise, and they claim that it's going to be very expensive to do. I think the kit's over $1,000 just for the seal kit for it. So that will be coming up. It won't be needed until next year, of course, but I just give you all a heads up on it. We will have the Wise County Regional Fire School will be in this weekend. We will be hosting two classes, Rural Water Supply, and it's a new class, and I can never remember the name of it, Greedy Water thief or something like that. It's basically teaching the first responders about making the hose lays and getting them in place and doing what they need to do to be more efficient.
Where will you be doing that at?
That'll be, one will be probably over here in the parking lot, and the other one will be at the training center.
Okay.
And there's a possibility we can get them both at the training center. I don't know how many of these, about 35 in each class, so that's going to be several people. And if we don't have the room to do it safely, then we'll make other arrangements. What else was there? Of course, the Guest River Rally went over good. The duck race was a big hit, as always. That's basically all I know to tell you guys. Y'all had any questions for me, anything at all?
Any questions for Assistant Chief Stanley?
Don't forget October 31st. Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat, yes, that's coming up.
Yeah. And I think that if we could get more publicity and more churches, because those first years we had a lot of publicity with it, and we had big crowds, and then the last couple of years it's kind of not been. So we could get that out there a little bit sooner maybe.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. Yeah, I remember pictures from that first one we had here. They was 10,000 people on the streets covered.
It was packed wall to wall.
Yeah, it was packed.
It stayed that way for a couple of years, and then it just started. And I think, too, that you've got some of the schools doing them at different times.
That kind of threw the clinker in as well.
Yeah, and some of the churches are doing it at their church parking lots versus coming downtown. So if maybe giving everybody heads up early, that maybe they can coordinate and try to make it all one big event.
And the Jeepers Creepers, they do it at a different time than what we do. They're usually a little bit ahead of us.
They're a week.
I would like to see everybody just come together and all do it at one time. That would be a blowout, in my opinion.
Yeah. That would be talking to Trish. Is that her name? Trish?
Natasha.
Tasha.
And I think the issue is they have so many people so many people that come from out of town that are not willing to give up their actual Halloween date.
I understand
to do that.
I understand that. I've talked to her too. That's the same thing she told me. Yeah. But you know, it would be great if we could just get everybody together. Mm-hmm. I know we've got to go do one at the primary school. I don't remember the date on it, but it's usually a week before. We'll go up there and pop popcorn for them. Youngers eat some popcorn, I'm telling you. There'll be over 150 pounds of popcorn popped Halloween night.
Yeah.
Will we still be able to use the electricity from over there? Just can't occupy the building? Is that
can't
right?
occupy the building.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be fine. Are we going to maybe have a couple of porta potties set up?
Well, no, you can still use the bathrooms over there.
Right.
But you just won't be able to go inside.
On the upper end, that would be awesome.
I can look into it, yeah.
Do what?
I said I can look into it and see the cost of it.
And I don't think for a weekend, I don't think for whatever, I don't think they'd be that high. But everybody don't want to walk all the way down there. And you know, if they're already up here, where's the bathroom? Well, it's back down there.
Yeah.
So I get it. And it's an inconvenience. Yeah, we are preparing for that. We'll have Fire Prevention Week coming up next month, and we'll be at the schools. I don't know if we've got anything planned with you all or not.
At the high school?
I know we're doing primary.
I think Jeremy mentioned it, and told me to get with you or Cliff so we can try to get together and come up with something.
When they get a little bit older, it kind of, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
The little kids, they're still, oh, wow.
It's a fire truck.
Yeah.
The older kids are like,
I don't know if you're letting them out of class. It's no big deal. I'm not going to class. I'm going to get to go play on the fire truck.
That's just the way it goes.
Yep.
Any other questions, anything?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming down.
Mr. Williams, if you will, please, before you make a decision, just let us know the price of those
portables. Thank you for coming down.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, the next item on the agenda under reports is the police department. Chief Mullins.
Evening, Mayor, Council. You got a copy of the August monthly report in front of you. Our call volume was up quite a bit, and then the nature of the calls were pretty time-consuming as well. just to kind of to draw reference to the page three. So last month we had 14 arrests for 16 charges. For August, it went up to 24 arrests and 57 charges. So we're trying to wrap up some cases that we've had going on, and call volume was up, and the nature of some of those calls resulted in arrests. And so those are very, very time-consuming. That's why the extra patrols and some of the summons have went down a little bit. We were tied up on some more pressing matters. But things are going well at the department. We've had some training last month that was very, very, very beneficial. We've got another part of training that's coming up in November. I'm looking forward to getting through that as well. Yesterday's rally went well for the department. We appreciate everybody that helped out and contributed with that. Everybody was a big help working with us, and we were grateful for the assistance that we had on that. But things are going well. We've got several events coming up in the next few weeks that we're going to be helping out with. We're going to be participating with the trunk or treat, helping out with the Jeep rally as well. We'll be out tomorrow assisting with Patriots Day with the VFW. They're going to be hanging a flag over the bridge, and so we're going to assist with traffic control and presence for that. And so, but we're staying busy between that and walkthroughs for the football games and things like that. But overall, things have been going well.
I thought of this the other day, and I'm pretty sure you all are still doing it. The Lay's building.
Yes.
You all still do a little visit on Friday night?
We do. Somebody's made it through every week for that, and they've been appreciative of that.
Yep.
We've received some speeding complaints over the last couple of weeks. That's kind of typical with the beginning of the school year starting back, and we've addressed some of those as well. Crab Orchard, 58, Laurel Avenue, Front Street. Yes, sir.
And I did speak with an individual today from Crab Orchard Road, and she shared that she had contacted you all and you had sent somebody out, and she was very appreciative of that. If you would, please just continue that for the next little bit.
Yes, sir. Do you have any questions for me?
Other questions?
I thank you for this part. That way maybe I'll call somebody else.
No, it's fine. You don't bother me at all. I'm up. I'll sleep. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That's
all right, the next item on the agenda is reports. Town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Good afternoon, everybody. Most everything I have is on the agenda already. New business. Also, I have been looking into the boards or our committee, so forth. This is everything that I've located so far within the office. Of course, this is very outdated, but these are all the application approved applications that we had. On the front page is kind of where everybody is on there. So, and most of those are all outdated. The gibbers, but the only one still.
Am I outdated?
No.
Okay. If you could make us a copy of that and email it to us.
Also, you asked me to do a cost comparison of the pool.
Yes.
It's divided up between, I think, 2020 is on the one that we don't have anything for this one year. From 18, 19, and then 22.
So my question on this top sheet under revenue, so that is the amount, like for example, concessions. That is the amount that we have deposited for concessions. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the expense, the concessions, is how much we spent on concessions?
The expense is everything as far as the payroll, the electricity.
No, as far as the, under the expense item, just is concessions. So we only made the entire summer $900 in concession stand food. Is that, am I reading that right?
That is the, for missions. Concessions, yeah, you're right, $6,900 for concessions.
We spent $6,900 and only made $6,039.
Yep.
It's an awful.
You can add $216 more dollars to the profits on concession day. Basketball.
Yeah.
Buying the stuff. So it's plus $216, but still not a lot.
Well, that's a long summer to barely make $1,000. In concession.
Repairs and supplies, is that the what?
David Carter.
A lot of that's the to break it down is where Carter fixed everything, then what the town crew went in and did, and then supplies involves the trash bags, paper products, and so on.
We ain't got trash bags. We don't have enough fits and pants. What's the license fee?
The where the pool gets a license every year.
Through.
Well, that and there. That's the to be able to have music and
That's the
radio shows, which we're not doing that this coming year.
That's what I thought, we were not doing that. Water costs went down a whole lot. Yeah, I like that.
All right, questions in regards to this? All right, what else do you have for us, Mr. Williams?
That's all I have right now until we get back there to the...
Okay, questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, hearing none, we'll move along to Public Works, Mr.
If I may, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I did meet with Calisto Engineering, and he came over, and of course, first thing he said, we need to clean everything out under that so they can come in there and actually do a, they have some robotic thing they send in, and it maps everything in there, but they can't do that with all this extra stuff that's in there. So the guys are going to start working on that probably tomorrow or early next week. And from that point, he's going to have his son and another couple crew guys come in here and do that mapping and everything, and then they'll give us the cost estimate from there.
So this individual charges, is he charging us for this?
No, not what he came out to do. And whether they charge for the mapping part of it, he's going to have a talk with his son and let me know.
Okay. Before we give them the okay to come down here, I would like to know the price of that if they are going to charge us something.
Like I said, the biggest thing he's going to do is just give us the cost of comparison or cost to have it repaired, which in his mind, he doesn't feel it's all that of an issue, but on the layman terms, it can be. So he says, it's nothing that's not fixable.
Okay. And just keep us updated on that, please. All right, moving along to Public Works. Mr. Livingston is not present. Do we have anything from Public Works that needs to be reported on?
I know that Public Works has been working on several different work orders. They've cleaned up around the shop today, getting rid of some of the excess garbage that's laying around. Took some down to the scrapyard, and we got the refund back for that. They've been busy. They've not been sitting around doing anything, but they've been very busy in several weeks as well.
So what is our water? I thought we were going to start getting that report back
it's,
in our...
It's in my computer. I didn't print it off.
Okay.
But we were at 52% water loss.
I'd like that one I gave you a copy of.
That one.
That
same one.
And the one that's got the big people water.
Yep, I got that.
That's what I got. And go
with
back.
That 106 gallons per minute loss that we had from that week time frame, obviously that's going to put a hurt on what our overall output is. But I did end up locating that right up here in Powerstown, and that was repaired.
Nico, can I go back to you? Auction all that equipment that we have sitting down there that's
today,
getting worse than...
Today they worked on that as well, and they gave me a list of all the vehicles, and they're getting a list of what they know is wrong with each vehicle, and they're supposed to be cleaning them up to the point where we can take photos. And at that point, the gentleman's name is Frank. I can't remember his last name. He's going to come down Categorize everything, and then they'll have it put into the website.
Okay. And
go ahead.
Is it to do with the cars?
Yeah.
The auction? Go ahead.
Are we missing one out of the slot down there? I noticed an empty slot.
The flatbed they've got over near the shop, they're going to start cleaning that up.
I just noticed. I didn't know what was missing. I just noticed just something was missing.
Empty spot, and hey, what's up?
Missing something. That worked. My other question back to town manager, salt for this winter, and talking with VDOT, have we decided to try to work with them on getting set up with them to where we can get through them.
It is September.
I know.
We got salt coming, don't we?
From that gentleman has filed bankruptcy.
John? Yeah.
We just added a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be standing in line with your bucket. So
I'm not talked with Anthony at the shop up there yet. I know last time I talked, this was last year, talking to Middle Street. Star lives down there. Savannah.
Osborne.
Osborne.
Kirk. Talking to Kirk, we can, especially the truck we have now, and we did get a blade and everything fit for that truck, and it's very operational. We can obviously put that truck into it, and what they said is, you know, we'll be at their beck and call, but there's nothing saying that we can't hit our roads between
here and there.
The two points.
Right.
Of going, that's kind of what we plan on doing. But I actually get the vehicle inspection yet. I'm waiting on to get with
Because, so for my end of it, I mean, we get fussed at because VDOT doesn't do their job. And it affects the fire department, police department, when these roads that belong to VDOT are not getting done because of their contractors are doing somebody else's and not us, that if we had control back when we did it ourselves, our roads were always cleared. And the town, inside the town limits, everything got plowed. And we didn't have any kind of problems, and I didn't have everybody angry and people not being able to get to work and their kids can't get out and whatever else. And I feel like that working through with VDOT, and then they actually do pay part of the time, they pay part of the payroll for them to go out and work. Is that correct? That's a railroad vehicle.
They pay, I'm sorry.
Do they pay our people when they go out? It's part of that, isn't it?
Yes.
The contract.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that that's in our best interest.
Yes.
to do as much of that as we can get done.
And whoever the person will be driving that vehicle at the time, they could call them at 5 in the morning, and they're going to sit there all day long, even whether the wheels are turning or not.
That they'll be paying.
They'll be on standby.
That they'll be paying.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah.
It just takes the body away from us, what we got to do.
But if it's a bad snowstorm, bodies ain't going to be able to do anything anyway. So I think we'd just still be better off.
I would like for us to make sure we don't miss out on that opportunity, especially now that we're in September. We've seen snow in October before, so it'd be beneficial to go ahead and reach out and get us a plan together.
Jimmy,
yes,
I have a question. It was brought to my attention that we have two dumpsters up at Superior Trucking. And
I'm not sure. Did we ever take those dumpsters up there? In that?
I've heard Wireman say, I'm not sure if it's two. I know Wireman says there's one.
Okay.
But did we take two. That big sheet of metal up there too?
I'm not sure on that.
Well, you know, Jim Cup, the owner, he's not in good health.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I was thinking that if we can catch a time, we can retrieve that stuff. You know, it could be that we end up losing it. And I don't know what shape that dumpster was in. I know
bottom
was out on it. So I don't know how. I don't even know how to get a hold of you, to be honest with you.
I know somebody that does.
Well, we do, but.
So, yeah, if we could find out about that, and I think at least get it back on our property, because if something happened and they sell Superior Trucking as sits, I think we would lose our stuff.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know how that would work out. I'd have to talk to
our mechanic weld, or do we have any welders that work for us?
Jesse can weld a little bit, and the truck driver is actually better welder, Nick.
Nick.
Does the technical school still do welding?
They do.
That would be somebody to talk to, that they may be interested in doing that project.
Well, yeah.
They had their Job Corps.
Job Corps welding too?
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
oh, there's two spots.
They have two welding instructors at the Botec building.
They used to build all the dumpsters.
I don't know when to bring this up. Maybe with the mayor here. At the primary school, you know, it's not a battle and it's not a big issue to start with. But we have boxes and stuff that end up on the ground up there. Seem like right regular, because the dumpster is not big enough hold all the contents. And now, Jimmy, if I'm saying anything out of pocket, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, or Randy, if you want. A suggestion was made that if they had a bigger dumpster, and then along with that suggestion, it was brought up that the person that does the maintenance up at the school, if we put a bigger dumpster in there, couldn't get the lawnmower out of the shed. And it would also interfere with the SRO parking his car, which I like, at the top of the hill with the lights on. I was trying to figure out a way to alleviate the...
So my question is, this has been brought up before, and I requested that we contact the principal and have a conversation with her about what's expected of them, what they need to put in the trash can, and if they realize that it's overflowing or they're going to have too much, they need to contact
principal
the school. Amanda Woody. Jimmy, have you?
Amanda Woody.
I've not talked to her this year.
Okay, so I would recommend that would be your first step, is for you to go up and have a conversation with her and just say, you know, this is what time we're in the ballpark of what time we're going to pick up your dumpster. If you see that you are going to have an abundance, for one, they can leave that some of that stuff inside the door, and when you all are there, as long as some if it's during the day when a custodian's there, they can meet you there.
And work out a program.
At our school, we're lucky enough, we have the loading dock that if any of our overflow stuff can go on there, and we have two dumpsters. I would recommend the first step would be for you to contact Miss Woody or go up and speak to her, and you all try to formulate a plan for that also, so that I'm not getting old pictures at 10 o'clock at night of supposed trash not dumped. So I think that's the first step for you to have a conversation with her.
The high school has two dumpsters also, and you have two dumpsters. The primary is the only one that has the one.
But we both have, they don't have anywhere to put it.
They do make an effort to pick up the trash.
I do know sometimes they do call Jeff and get the truck driver to come and pick it up early.
Yeah. Nick wasn't the one that told me this. I did talk to Nick one day, and I said, are you up there every day? He said, we're up there on the hill every day. Is that right, Jim? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should pick up trash every day. Should be a daily pickup.
So it's an everyday.
Yeah.
The issue is, most of the time it's consistent.
And then your building,
but sometimes they're there at 11 o'clock, well, we're not even finished with lunch yet. And it's just, because we were around, we won't pick it up.
So maybe we need to.
So we need to make sure. And generally, it's after lunch, you know.
And that's right.
And that's the right time. But they don't need to be at the school picking up before 1:30. Unless we call. For example, we're demoing our auditorium, and both of our dumpsters were full of carpet yesterday morning. So I called Jimmy and asked him to go ahead and send somebody up there.
And Jimmy, I'm not trying to nose in on your work. I was curious about how many times we made that.
A lot of times it depends on how much trash they had toward the end of the day. Because I think at 2 o'clock, you can't take anything to the dump site, the landfill.
See, and lunch is not over. So at the high school, they don't come to high school till later in the afternoon.
Right, but what they try to dump the load early, so that may throw them off. Depends on how long they're at the landfill as far as setting a particular time.
Right. I mean, I just think it needs to be after a certain time, not if you're riding through town and maybe you're on your way to the landfill and say, we got a little bit of room, let's go ahead and stop by the schools at 11 or 12 o'clock in the middle of lunch, because then empty, then you've got all the rest of the lunch, and then you've got all of the classroom trash that they don't empty until the teachers leave when they've cleaned. So if they do it after lunch, all the lunch trash is gone, and then the only thing in there to begin the next day is the classroom trash, which is not too much to add the lunch food to.
Okay, I'll get them to do a schedule.
I know one time Jeff did tell them, don't pick up schools until after like 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
Well, I do know that they're at the high school usually between 2 and 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for the most part, that's what it has been. Consistent as far as that goes in the afternoon. Maybe
so the school actually owns their own trash cans or trash dumpsters, correct?
I would assume yes, because we had to repair ours that had a hole in the bottom.
We don't own it.
Because that might be a help to the primary school as a secondary trash can, and instead of putting it right outside the cafeteria, is go down there on the back side past when you drive by the gym.
They can get to that at the time that they would dump it, because parents will be lined up in the pickup.
They are.
Yeah. Never mind.
They are. They got one whole lane blocked.
I was just trying to think of how to put a secondary trash can up there, or dumpster,
right,
to help them.
I guess you all are aware of that, too. Usually from 2:30 on.
Yeah.
It's not from 2:30 on.
Is it before that?
They start at 1 o'clock.
Well.
Pick my kid up, gets out 10 after 3. I'm going to sit here for 1 o'clock.
Well.
Read a book. They're there.
I mean, you do have aggressive there. They've got two lanes, you take the outside lane, but
I'll make one if I have to.
Yeah, I understand.
I have Joe pick me up at the bottom of the steps if I need to be picked up around 3 o'clock, because he can't get to me. I think I'm done with all that. Are you done?
I am. All right. Move on. I'm sorry.
Other questions for either town manager or related to Public Works? All right, next up, the Lane Group. Do we have a report from the Lane Group?
I spoke with Lane Group last week, and they informed me that PSA, they got their results back for the bidding, and the cost was astronomically high. And at this point, they are very much considering canceling their project. But Lane Group didn't know where that might place us. One kind of fell in it with the other. So right now, I think we're postponing ours as well.
Okay, makes sense. Anything else?
That's all.
All right, next up is Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $18,406.84. The interim accounts payables were $117,548.55. I included the minutes for August 11th regular meeting and August 14th public hearing meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Monday, August the 8th, was $65,973.23. We had $18,539.92 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due, $18,406.84, which left a balance of $29,026.49. Since I prepared those reports, we've had three additional deposits. Monday's deposit was $9,011.07. Tuesday's deposit was $11,790.65. And today's deposit was $11,033.83. For a combined total cash availability of $60,862.02. You have copies of our total cash availability report for all the month of August, September current, and the cash availability comparison report. You have the credit card statements for card services, corporate cards, and Wetz Valero gas cards. I forgot to put the cash disbursement list in the packets, but I brought it to you tonight along with my August and September schedule.
September, October?
Yeah, September and October.
Sorry.
All right, questions for Mr. Sharp? I have a question about an item that's on the interim accounts payable. To Southern Software, the FMS hosting support. Can you all explain what that is, the $12,216 bill?
That's where we're connected through the network, through the internet and everything now. They hold all of our...
it's cloud.
Yeah, it's in the cloud, basically. They hold all of our information and all the backups and everything to Southern.
So how often is this? Is this a monthly fee, a yearly fee?
It's monthly, yeah.
I thought it was yearly.
Okay.
I hope it's yearly.
Can we clarify that and get back to us?
I hope that's yearly and not monthly.
About 12,000.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's yearly, but I will check.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope it is too.
Right. And since those reports, all those bills have been paid, all the checks have gone out. Just wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay, thank you.
The payroll is done as well.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad we could do that.
Okay. All right.
So she needs from us.
Go ahead, Ms. Steele. Looks like you're ready to
roll. I'm ready.
All right.
I'll make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
I'll say again.
We have a motion and a second to accept the accounts payable due as presented in the amount of $18,406.84. Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable payable as presented in the amount of $117,548.55.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $117,548.55. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes from August 11th, 2025 as presented to us.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept the August 11th, 2025 regular council meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I will make another motion to accept the public hearing meeting minutes from August 14th, 2025, as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the public hearing meeting minutes from August 14th, 2025. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Motion carries. All right. Is that all you need from us?
It is.
All right. I will just say thank you to you and your staff and Jimmy as well for everything that you all do and for keeping me in the loop as things come up. I do appreciate that. I will ask the question, the debt set off, because you didn't mention that.
Yeah, all those are keyed in, and we've actually started getting hits on.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
We're open session.
Okay, do we have questions for Mr. Sturgill?
Yeah. I know I talked to you about the water tank maintenance thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did we figure out any way that we could... I've had several thoughts on that. I know I talked to him about where we have it as water tank maintenance fee, and we're charging $2 every month for that, and that's to work on the water tanks when they're necessary. Just hit tails to shut up. We also ran into a situation here a couple weeks ago about a water line that might have cost us probably everything we have at accessible to have fixed it, and that's because we don't have any backup for that. And my question to Will was, can we change the name of the water tank maintenance to water tank and water line maintenance fee? And I think the suggestion on that was it probably not, because that amount has been told to the public, that's what we're collecting it for. So that amount, we couldn't switch the name. Am I right?
And we can discuss that more in closed session too.
Okay.
I've got a list of things.
I had an idea too. Okay, okay. So we are looking at that for that purpose. That's all.
All right. We'll move on to new business. Food City Gas and Go, new location. Looks like we have a letter that was given to us tonight, and then we also had an email included in our council packet.
Yeah, last conversation I had with him, he said he's going to try to get a letter to me. And I just didn't want to wait the time because it's going to be pretty much the same type of response from the letter. So there's a couple of words that are different in it.
Noticed.
What they're wanting us to do is he's estimating, give or take, $30,000 to pave the right-of-way between Gas and Go and Hardee's. And what he would like to do is they're wanting to pave the whole thing
using their equipment and manpower and so on. And he's asking if the town would be able to support the cost of what the paving of that stretch would be for the asphalt.
Well, you email him and ask him if this is going to have a Starbucks.
I hope not. I'm just now getting a bank account going. Saving the cash.
What are they going to do? Just increase the thickness of the pavement to handle big trucks and all that? Do you think it's
they're just repaving all of that?
Yeah.
No, just a whole new. They'll fix it for big trucks.
And they're talking about doing the stripings and everything as far as left, right turn, center line, something like that, off that right away.
Diesel fuel, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to kind of push that a little bit, I believe.
Yeah.
So, when I read the first email from him, it said that to work it out, maybe. Did you have Kathy pull that to how much that revenue is from that building?
I did not.
From the gas?
From the gas.
Yeah.
I don't think that we can make a decision on this now anyway.
He needs to know when. They're talking November.
He's looking at doing November time frame.
Yeah.
It's going to be right, pretty much at the end of the plant before it shuts down.
Yeah. My thought is there's still a building going up whether we pave the road or not.
That's true. Or will I pay for it or not?
Yeah, so I don't think that's, I mean, I understand their viewpoint, but I don't think that's a priority right now to be coming out of our bank account.
Which we own the street anyway, don't we?
Yeah. We own the street if we're talking about paving. That's our right of way. Did you think about what I said before we started?
I mean, that's a will question, a legal question that needs to be asked in closed session.
Remind me. Okay.
Anything else other than these two letters that were provided, Mr. Williams?
Not for food soon, no.
Table that for the time being?
Yeah.
Table that probably till next month.
All right, let's move on to B, Buchanan Pump, the Food City Lift Station Starter Panel.
As everybody knows, they put in a pump with a grinder in the bottom of it, which, and Joe knows a lot more about this than I do. He had talked with the electrical guy, and as far as terminology, he probably explained it better. But basically, the power from the switches going to the pump that we replaced isn't made to handle what that pump needs in case something happens. It doesn't allow it to be able to shut off or turn back on properly. It makes a loud noise, which he said they should never ever do that. So his recommendation is to save the life of that pump, because in his terms, he believes it could go out at any given time, is to replace these starter switch panels in order to protect that pump. Am I close, Joe?
Yes, sir. John Balfus, who is a technician for Buchanan Pump, when they were putting the pump in, I went out there because I wanted to see it, and they got it placed, and there is a electrical panel that has dual starter switches in it and a starter, electrical starter. Most people don't know what it is, but I'd say Roger knows well what a starter is.
It's a big contactor.
Yes, and it causes the electrical flow to the pump, in our case, to start.
Gives it a boost.
Yes, and he showed me both of them, and they make a terrible noise. And then I talked to another person that's familiar with electricity, and they should not be making any loud humming noises. They should be silent. And I asked Jeff at the time, I said, how old is all this equipment? And all Jeff said, it was old.
It's pretty old.
So, you know, and John or Mr. Balthus said, you know, you're cutting down the lifespan of your pump because you're not getting the proper amount of electrical flow to that pump when it needs it. And there's two or three things in there. There's two starters. There's some bus fuses. That's probably the biggest thing that I saw.
If the starter's chattering,
the starter,
it's making a humming noise.
Yes.
It causes the ampers to go high on the motor and will burn the motor up.
Yeah, and that's exactly what John said, and another person that does electricity told me the same thing. And I wish Dad was still alive because Dad could do all that and will probably do it for nothing, less price of the starters. But we paid, what was it, Jimmy? $15,000 for that pump,
just
grinder
under,
pump.
Just under $15,000, I believe.
And for my part,
how much did he say those starters were going to cost?
Well, he's got a price list. I think somewhere I just saw it.
It's in the back right before the picture.
The bill's $7,982.
It's $8,000, which I thought was a little high. And I did Google some stuff like that, trying to figure out what those cost, but what they're charging and what I looked up was way two different things.
Well, you said you looked them up, Jimmy, and the more you added to it, the higher it went?
Yeah, looking up to try to see what's comparable to the actual starter that, I guess, they're different phases, they're different amperes, they're different voltage. Just because it says Freedom Start Size 2, if you pull all those up, it goes from $300 up to almost $3,000. But the more I looked, the more I read, the more I didn't understand, and I figure the folks that know what they're doing, and I trust these folks.
I'm all for John,
yeah,
or Buchanan pump, yeah, replacing all that, because I'd hate to spend $15,000 and it tear up prematurely, when if I went ahead and put these starter switches in there and bus fuses and all the other accoutrements that it takes to run that, I'm all for spending that money to make sure that pump operates. And it appears that we've had a problem out there for some years because we're out there not continually, but frequently pumping that sewer down. And I can tell you how you can tell when things are bad. If you've got, well, you don't even have to have your windows rolled out. If you'll go by where J-Mat used to be, where the, what is it,
the shop.
Shop is.
I think that's what they
call
the
right,
it.
On the right, you'll start smelling raw sewage.
But we haven't smelled that since they put the chopper pump in. But
no,
we're just wearing it out.
So does this chopper pump have, what type of warranty does this chopper pump have on it?
I'm not sure on
that. I forgot. It's quite
what
a lot.
Type does do they do any of these items have any type of warranty?
I know the pump does, and I'm not sure what it is.
But it has to have the right type of
but it's gonna have,
that's what I'm saying. Is the warranty voided if we don't have the right stuff to step to it?
That would be
to me, I would think that's what they would come back and say.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's your fault because you don't have the right equipment to operate it.
So I'm just gonna jump out there. I don't know what kind of warranty would be on this part, but the pump being the most expensive part of it, I'd want to protect it. And I think that I don't have a lot of choice but to go ahead and ask for, I'll make a motion to spend $7,982.78 and take that from the same place I got it for the chopper pump out of the ARPA funds.
Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong on this. That pump services both sides of the road out there, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
So I made a motion.
Okay.
We have a motion to.
I can tell you who can tell you a lot about those things is Greg Sanders. You know, Greg.
Let's. Yeah. We've got a motion.
He's hooked up numerous of those things.
Yeah. We've got a motion. Let's see if we can get a second, and then we can discuss all we want. So there's a motion
second.
On the floor. Now we have a second. A motion and a second to purchase a starter. Freedom Size 2 and all of the items listed on this quote from Buchanan pump in the amount of $7,982.78. Now,
from ARPA.
Using ARPA funds. Now, is there any discussion?
Now.
Now.
Oh, where is it? What's going on?
I mean, so Roger, he knew, and Joe was out there, and I understand phasings of electricity, and if you're not doing it right, you are putting a strain on everything else. And so that's what that's doing when it's humming. Is that right, Roger? We're putting a strain on it because it's not getting the power that it needs to start it up.
Yeah, I installed several of them when I worked on our funk drilling.
So if we're looking, so we'll use your little expertise. So two star size starters, two motor protection 90 amp, the heater pack, three pole fuses, all this stuff, and installing it for $79.87. Does that sound in a feasible?
That sounds high to me. I just looked up the name of two starters. They're about $500 a piece.
Well, see, when I Googled that, Roger, I come up with the same, about the same figure that you did.
Yeah. Now, the thing about those grinders, they have got two seal cavities in them. They've got a seal on the bottom, filled with oil, a seal on the top, motor cavity, and it's also filled with oil. There is a probe that goes into that seal cavity between them. Now, there's some sensitive electronic equipment that hooks into that. If that gets moisture in it, if the bottom seal fails and you get water in that seal cavity, then it sets off an alarm. But you said those things with 90 amp fuses? So I would say $1,500 a piece for those starters max. But I looked up the NEMA 2s right there, the Square D NEMA 2 starters, they're $600. Depending upon the amperage you're going to be running. The highest thing I ever dealt with was about 40 to 50 amps. I never did do with any large, huge pumps.
Most of I know that's triple phase power out there. I do know that.
Yeah, and the three phase power makes a difference. But anytime you get a starter that's starting to chatter, get that hum out of it,
it's terrible.
It ain't going to last long. And that's usually because the coil is getting weak. And sometimes they go and replace those coils and they'll pop right in place. But sometimes they've also too late, they've already burnt contacts in them. So you run into more money, labor, and so forth trying to replace all that stuff and you're buying new.
Well, there's been a motion and a second.
And now we're discussing.
Yes.
So, does anybody else have any more discussion?
No.
All right, Mr. Sharp, I'll call for a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins?
No.
Davante Mooney?
No.
Joe Steele?
Yes.
Sharon Steele?
Yes.
Lisa Woodruff?
No.
Okay, motion fails. I would recommend, Mr. Williams, you get us more information about exactly what these items are, and also try to get us a few more quotes other than just the one.
Justin Gilley, a certified electrician who has done some work for us. He would be familiar with that, and I think he would be willing to share some knowledge with you and maybe even quote you some prices.
If you would get us that information as soon as possible.
All right.
Thank you. All right, the next item is C, MEOC building roof repairs.
Last week we had a work order to come over and replace some tiles that's been water damaged. Randy Wireman came over, and in the back room behind us, a lot of tiles that's water damaged. And Randy's trying to get up in there, and they're not up there. He's a little skinny guy. But my question to him was, well, there's another floor above us, so apparently it's got to be that roof or the ceiling above us. So we get up there, and there's actually three stories of this building. And each one of those two extra floor and ceiling are in very, very bad shape. And the ceiling for the roof is leaking into the third floor, which turns, leaks into the second, and then that one goes into this floor here. And I've included pictures within your packet. Just a walkthrough, snapping a couple of pictures of what we were seeing.
Did we fix the ceiling, the roof it here not too long back?
Carlos asked me, and I'm not sure if we did this roof or not. I don't know.
I was thinking that we had.
I know it's a memory.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I thought we did. But I might not have. But has anybody looked at the roof itself?
Well, Randy went up there in the bucket lift. He didn't go onto the roof. Mainly, he was checking the guttering. We were told there was blockage in the guttering causing the water damage to this room, which is not the case. So as far as getting up and testing the roof, no, he didn't.
So I would like to have, so who did we have do the roof at the town hall?
Bernie.
Yeah.
Have them look at it. And who fixed the roof at the Lay's building? And the library.
Well, the Lay's building was a guttering issue.
Okay.
We cleaned it. There's some rocks in there and cleaned it out. Since then, they've not had any water coming into that window.
Okay.
So I think their roof is set pretty good. The library is going to need a new roof. It's starting to fall on one side, which is opposite of the drain side. So now there's 2 foot of water standing in the back corner of the roof to the library.
I would like you to look that up because it's not been that long ago
we
replaced the roof.
The roof
and if
somewhere.
That's, yeah. And it may have been both buildings that we did at the same time. If we could look into that to see, because it's been since my tenure and his, that's in the last 12 years, and I would think those membrane roofs would be a little bit more guarantee a little longer than that. Because that's what they are. They're both membranes, as far as I remember.
Were they previous employees the one that put them up there?
Not these.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
That was town hall.
That was just town hall. This was done, that was before we came on. And I'm pretty sure that we did the library.
I'm
not 100%. But yes, with the library, but if you could look into both and find out when we did them and if we did them, and then the fact that we're going to need, if we need two roofs, then that would be talking to different roofing companies to come in and give us quotes on what they would charge us to do that. And I'd like to have three quotes.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments about the MEOC building roof repairs? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move along. We have no old business. Mr. Sergil, you said we did need to go into closed session.
Yes.
And what is that under? I don't have
sure.
My fancy note here in front
it's
of me over here.
2.23711A7 under actual or probable litigation, and under 2.23711A8 consultation with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
At this time, I move that we enter in a closed session according to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A7 to discuss actual or probable litigation, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel specific to a legal matter. That's a form of a motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.